It's the realtor's job to absorb the difficulties, to kind of buffer between the buyer and the seller, because if you look at the buyer and seller, one person wants to move in and one person wants to move out.
Right.
And
seems kind of simple.
There's right? a lot of things in between that can either hurt an ego or hurt a financial situation. Are you alarmed? I always tell people, yeah, you bet you're alarmed, and that's why you have us here, is to go through those key emotional highs and lows.
Yeah, so they always, you know, there's studies out there that say what are the most stressful, you know, moments of your life, and I think they say moving. What were the other ones like
divorce,
having a baby,
right?
Death
those
of a
kind of things, and it creates
spouse, that kind of thing,
right? Yeah, so it creates
it's one of the top five
unknown emotional swings, and when you place that stress on people, like I think what Rebecca said is we are stress absorbers. You know, I'm not sure if that's like an infomercial or anything, but but when you absorb the stress, and you
absorbers.
Actually can you can neutralize times of overreaction and sometimes even underreaction.
Right.
Like for example, when there's a deadline and you're underreacting to get your documents signed, well, you, guess what? You may be in default if you do not sign these documents.
Understanding those deadlines, keeping the transaction on track.
Right.
You know, making sure that the timing's all working out with getting things
and
done.
Sometimes not getting distracted with little things. And then you lose sight of some of the bigger things. And so
these are all money leaks. Every time that you miss a deadline, or if you're not negotiating your home inspection, or making representation of the facts to the appraiser, you know, you're clicking off $5,000 here, $1,000 there.
Yep.
People are concerned about the $500.
Yeah, you were talking about the $500 earlier. Well, in a real estate transaction, there's many moments of $500. There's many $500 moments, and a lot of them, like Rebecca said, if you price wrong, you know, you could be a 1-2%. You know, or even more of a mistake.
Zillow says 7%.
Yeah.
Right. So,
right.
You know, and that's not, and so that's where you have to have, you know, a big dial, you know, and then a small dial, you know, to home in and then to get very refined on what you do.